This is The Spot, BYU Idaho radio production, where we talk about what you're talking about at BYU Idaho. Today's hosts are Virginia Henry, J.D. Packer, and Logan Miller. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the host.
Hello, everybody. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of The Spot. I'm Virginia Henry.
I'm J.D. Packer.
And I'm Logan Miller.
This week, we are having this episode be about dating in honor of Valentine's Day. And we have so much to talk about here at BYU Idaho with regards to dating. I mean, we even brought JD in here, who has his own podcast about love. It's called Love Talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we brought the professional in.
Oh, so I don't say professional. It's not, again, I'm not giving advice. I'm just giving insight.
Oh,
there's difference.
Insight.
What not to do, more so to say.
Okay, so we got, all right, the what not to do person.
Yes.
Logan, what are you bringing to the table?
I'm the guy that hasn't really done any dating, but knows a lot about other situations like that, because everybody comes to me for problems that they shouldn't be coming to me for. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right. So he's the man who's observed it all.
I am the observer.
I am the observer.
You're the wise owl.
Yeah. I am not the action taker. I am the,
and the observer.
Of course, I'm here to represent
married couples.
Yes, married couples, and also women in general.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You can't have all dudes talking about dating.
You're right.
That would be totally skewed. So, first of all, the ultimate question, what are you thinking? What do you want? What do you actually want in a relationship, right? That's what you're asking about the other person, like 95% of the time, because it's this dance or warfare where you're trying to figure out what are you actually thinking. So what are your thoughts on that? Have you experienced that?
It's completely different for everybody. Just want to point that out, because that's obviously the case. But I've always thought, it's like, what if I find somebody who has very similar personality traits as me, or very similar interests? It's like, that's always your first thought. It's like, let's get somebody who, you know, likes the things that I do and whatnot. And then you kind of get out on the dating field, and then most of the time it doesn't really matter, you know? Because, like, you'll find somebody and you'll just click. You'll like each other, and it probably wouldn't matter what you like or dislike.
You got to get that groove.
Yeah,
exactly. You got to jive.
Yeah.
Does anyone say jive anymore?
No.
It's just bring it back.
Bring back the jive. Okay, nice. JD.
What do I want?
Crazy
question.
We don't need to know all of what you
no,
want.
No. 6-1. No, I'm just kidding. No, I've had experiences dating. I think I've had quite a few opportunities to meet lots of different people and figure out, like, what I like and what I don't like. I definitely do think people can be too picky, and I do think mm-hmm. people can be not picky enough, and I feel like I fit in the category of not being picky enough. I think sometimes to have a dating podcast, you have to have a lot of crazy experiences, and I have a lot of those. Shout out to all those girls that helped with those experiences. But I think what I want, it's funny you brought this up, because I had this talk on my podcast. We did an episode on what guys and girls want, and so we had some different intakes, and I kind of shared this on there, but I feel this way too, is for me, I think I want to be confident in a relationship. I want somebody who can, like, believe in me and install something that's gonna make me feel good about myself. I think as males and women too, I just think it's a little different with women, but I think we express a lot differently. And so sometimes just need, yeah,
really?
I know, right? I think it's just good to know that, like, we just need some kind of validation to know what's going on. And I'd say that for married people too. I feel like a lot of men probably need the validation of knowing that they're trying to do what's right, you know, that they want to feel good about what they're doing.
Oh, 100%. Everyone needs to feel needed and needs to feel important and needs to feel like they're appreciated. I mean, that's just hands down. And so if you're with somebody who does not make you feel needed and appreciated, probably not going in a great direction. But hey, people change. Don't bank on that, though. Beauty and the Beast is not a real life fairy tale. Okay, so we're going to check out some people who were put on the spot by our man, Adam Small.
Probably the biggest thing would be, you know, kindness. Don't be a jerk, kind of. Care about them, listen to them a little bit.
Girls in general are probably looking for more emotional aspects of a relationship, such as the way you treat them or the characteristics about you. whereas men look probably more physical?
I have no idea, honestly. I'm not very good at figuring out what the guy wants.
I'm pretty
clueless in the whole relationship aspect.
That is a great question. I have no idea. It really depends on the guy, is what I keep hearing. Because some guys want to just rush into a relationship. Other ones want to stay friends for a long time and then finally decide. I'm more lenient to say the latter is a better option, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no idea what the guys want.
Okay, the kindness thing, huge. I really think every relationship should have kindness.
Yeah.
I mean, the sarcastic tearing each other down thing, I don't think it's a good foundation.
Oh, come on, don't you love jerks in a relationship? They're great, right?
Actually, they're not.
Of course not.
And I have had jerks and been the jerk, so it's never good. Never. What do you guys think?
I really want a jerk. No, I thought it was funny on the audio was, what did you say? The girl was what?
Had a vendetta or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that last girl was... She clearly has something against people who take a very long time to solidify something. Like, it was pretty obvious.
That's an assumption.
Well, I mean, come on.
No, here's the thing. So this is a funny thing. I actually think sometimes I get frustrated because I was like, I probably fit more in the category of the guy who rushes. But that's only because I feel like if you don't know, you know. Like, if you don't want to be with somebody, then you probably know that you don't want to be with them. And that kind of sucks, but...
True.
I don't know. So it sounds like to her, I just want to be like, how long have you been waiting? And maybe he's not interested, or he's not as interested as you think. Because sometimes, and I only say that because I'm usually on that end, or it's like I'm waiting for, how do I say that? Like, the girl is basically deciding, and I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm not enough, which sucks, so.
Oh, well.
Big sad.
It's not necessarily, it's not necessarily that people aren't enough, it's just that you're not the right fit. It's like two puzzle pieces, you know?
Yep.
You have to find the right fit, and if you're not the right fit, you're just not the right fit. That doesn't mean you're
not enough of the puzzle piece.
No!
Jeez.
More puzzle pieces in other areas that they don't need.
Hey, man, you're just looking at the wrong puzzle. I find a completely different puzzle now.
A
bigger puzzle.
Bigger puzzle,
more pieces. More.
Okay.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
There are
plenty of pieces in the bag.
But anyway, enough of that analogy. I think... okay, it just, for me, at least, it's totally, if you usually know pretty soon off, you're like, I could see myself in a longer relationship with this person versus you're just someone I would go out and have fun with once in a while, you know? And I've definitely, the problem is when someone knows, they're like, you know what? I don't see a long-term, you know, long-time vision with you. But they still, like, keep you along, right? That's the problem.
Emotional breadcrumbs.
Emotional breadcrumbs.
They're fishing for compliments, too.
Or
I've seen that plenty of times.
Or they're just afraid of being alone, you know? I definitely, I've been that person.
Yeah.
I've been that person. For me, like, my husband was like, bam. He knew. He was like... all over it, like, I am, yes, let's get married type of a thing. And, I mean, he didn't pressure me. He was just like, look, I could see myself marrying you, and you're going to figure out your stuff, and that's totally fine, but I just want you to know where I stand. And I was like, I'm out of here. You're crazy. No. But then I calmed down and took a few deep breaths, and it turned out wonderfully, obviously, as we are now happily married and expecting a baby. So I just think that a lot of times we jump to conclusions and that we let our fears dictate. And also, one last thing while I'm on my soapbox, real quick. Communication needs to be incredibly clear, okay? Girls do this whole hinting thing, like dropping hints here, no, you just need to tell him, okay? Because guys sometimes, no offense, you could sometimes be a little dense, okay? Or we think the hints are totally clear, but they are not. And so you have no idea. And we can't be mad at you for that. But at the same time, guys also need to be like, hey, look, this is my deal. And then when everyone's on the same page, you're either like, okay, we're going to keep moving forward or we're not. Boom. Then you eliminate this long road of nonsense. That's it.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. You gotta be blunt. I mean, I enjoy people who are blunt with me, you know? I don't like people who beat around the bush or give me hints. You know, I'm like, hey, tell me what's up, you know? So I think that's the best part of it, you know, be open with the communication. Don't just be like, well, you know, I've been thinking about this, and it's like, no, just tell me, you know? Just let me know. It's like the biggest part of that for me.
The guess what's in my head game never ends well.
Oh yeah. It's horrible.
I also think a lot of time they don't know what's going on in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of times they're like, I don't know what I feel or what I want.
I don't know.
Because the women, you guys like to do this thing where you like to be indecisive.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I mean, it makes sense, yeah.
How many guys, I'm just saying for guys, I just want to tell girls, I'm like, listen, he knows if he wants to be with you or if he doesn't want to be with you. Or he needs to figure it out.
Okay, you know what? That is true.
And so I feel like with women, what can happen is that because they don't know, is that sometimes it's hard to express what they don't know, I guess. So I think communication is super important, but I also think there's a difference between communicating and expressing emotions. I think those are two different things.
Yeah, sometimes you don't need to express every emotion.
Yeah,
because if I did that when I was dating and engaged to my husband, poor guy. Probably would have been a mental institution because I was like, the roller coaster was insane. I was like, I love you. I don't even like this guy. I'm going to marry him. I never want to see him again. I mean,
and see,
literally.
Because we're dense, that's hard to understand. Do you understand the problem
but
now?
I didn't let him in on those things. I was pretty calm, cool, and collected. We were together. It was my family who saw the drama. And he's like, what? Anyway, but yes. So maybe figure out what you want before you get into a serious relationship. Yeah.
Or what you need. I don't know. I think also you need to know like what you need or like what would be best for you as well.
True.
Sometimes I think we have the fake impression of like what we want. You know, I've been in relationships that I thought they were what I wanted. And I was like, ooh, I don't think I want to be in this anymore.
No, so, that's real.
Yeah, and I feel like you figure that out. By going on dates. I mean, there's a reason we're told to go on plenty of dates.
Bingo.
And other people.
Ditto.
And so you learn how to, like, what you want and what you want to see in other people. So.
And don't be afraid to acknowledge that and be like, it's okay to be like, you know what, actually, I don't really like that kind of a personality. And you don't have to feel bad in thinking that. Be like, they're a great person. They're a child of God. But not for me.
Yeah.
Not who I want to jive with.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I'm pro dates. I really am.
JD, we know.
No, listen. No, but I think there is. Let's be honest. How long does it take to get to know someone?
Like, really get to know somebody?
I mean, define it. If you're trying to get to know someone, how long? I mean.
Okay, my husband and I met and married each other within 7 months.
Great. No, I seriously, yeah. I think it takes 6 months. If you were to ask me, I think close to 6 months. And that's just because that's usually when I see how crazy the person is usually I get to that point.
You got to get through the infatuation period.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to let the shiny wear off.
Right. But my point is this, is that we're always changing. And I don't think you truly know somebody. Like, I think it takes a long time to get there. And you develop it and you get there. And so these people who go on one or two dates and they make their decision drive me insane. I'm like, that's fine if you don't want to go on dates, but you need to spend more time with that person to make a decision. I do feel like a lot of times we miss out on opportunities just because we're so quick to write off, hey, is that my friend? Is that, especially guys. Guys do it the worst, I think.
Yeah.
You know, too many times my roommates come in and they're like, no, I'm not feeling it. Or there wasn't chemistry. Mm. I'm like, well, I hope not. You just met the person. How do you expect there to be chemistry? You know, I kind of think the lights flashing and the fireworks on day one is rare. I'm not saying it's not a thing, but it definitely can happen. But I mean, how many times does it happen?
Okay, this was a huge struggle for me because you grow up watching fairy tales and reading, at least girls, you know, probably a lot of times reading some sort of romance.
Love at first sight.
Love at first sight. The heart palpitations, the Hollywood movies, you know, it's right. Like, all this stuff. But that is, okay, passion or like, you know, this tension does not equal love. And I think a lot of people get that confused. Because when I met my husband, it was not this. I mean, first, when I first heard about him, I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's got all these things that I wanted, you know, he's got blue eyes, he's so tall, I mean, right, the shallow stuff. And I was like, yeah. But then we started meeting, I was like, no, I'm out. I'm not feeling it. But for me, it was there was a ton of spiritual stuff with it where I was like, okay, I need to stick this out. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm like, I didn't truly love my husband until we were actually married, because then all the stress was gone and I was like, well, I'm in it now, like, can't back out. And then I was able to finally, I mean, this sounds terrible, but I was able to really see, oh my gosh, you really are just what I need. And that's what I was told spiritually, and so that's why I went forward with it. Okay, I wasn't like this crazy chick who just jumped in with both feet. It wasn't this infatuation, like, oh, I just can't wait to see him again, you know, thing. It grew over time, and it was more, no, you are my match.
Right.
You just are. There, we don't have this crazy dramatic story.
Right.
It just felt right.
Do you feel like there was a time, though, where you did have to jump in with both feet? Like a step of faith, where you're like, okay, here
well,
we go.
Well, yeah, when yeah. I had these, like, 6'5 doctors walking around my YSA, and I'm like, I would love to get to know you, but actually, I just started dating this cowboy, so dang it. So I did have to, like,
your poor husband.
He's heard all of this before. Oh. And so for me,
your
it was
poor husband. Just kidding.
Stop. It was the commitment. I had to be 100% committed. We came back up here to BYUI. It was super hard to transition from the dating mindset to, no, I am taken and I can't date. And then, of course, across the altar, when you're like, all right, I either say yes or I don't, and it's eternally binding or it's not. So, yeah, I did have to jump in with both feet. And I would say, really, from the beginning, you have to. There's a lot of times I got out of the water and then had to get back in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think that's awesome. I really do think single people need to hear that. Yeah. I really do. Because
wisdom from me.
Yeah, no, I just, too many times I think single people are looking and they're like, oh, there's going to be a time that I know this is the one. And I think you do, but I just think you have to keep relearning it, and you have to keep re-understanding as part of the plan.
You
I don't
do.
Know.
No, you really do. And the thing is, you have to remember, we have unique understanding beliefs about this, but the adversary, like Satan, the devil, you know, man with the horns and the pitchfork, he does not want you to be happy, and he does not want a good thing to happen. So two people getting together, making each other happy, having a beautiful family, no, that is the last thing he wants for you. And so he's going to do everything in his power to stop it from happening. Hello. And so he's going to put fears and insecurities and all of these things in your way to try to stop you. Mm-hmm. And I experienced that, like, hardcore. But, that's why you have to really, I think, if you want to be successful, you have to stay close to God, because he knows what you need. And what you think you need is probably really different from what you actually need. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next thing.
Hey, I love that. We're good.
We're going to listen to some interviews about the culture here at BYU Idaho, which is a huge thing. Yes. A lot of people talk about the pressure to date and get married. So we're going to hear what these people have to say about that.
I think that's all a point of view, honestly. I mean, it's obviously brought up a lot, whether you decide to think of it as pressure or just a, you know, just a suggestion, take it as it is.
Yeah.
That's kind of the big difference. I think overall, because it's brought up, we make it a pressure upon ourselves to date, you know, get married, you'll find the one up here, you know, ring by spring or your money back is kind of the mentality, I feel like.
There's definitely added pressure, and I feel like people are almost pressured into trying to get in relationships and getting married a little too quick. Personally, I'd like to get to know somebody a little more before I get to marry them, whereas there's some people here who get to know somebody and then get married within like 2 months. I'd say it's probably a negative thing here, the pressure, though, in some capacities, because people just feel like they need to be in a rush to get married or find their spouse or soulmates, whatever you may call it.
Yes. Most definitely.
Tell me some of your, like, your opinion on that. How has it affected you?
I know a lot of professors I've had would, like, in the beginning of each class, I had one professor who would tell us a good date idea to do that week. And
every
then,
week?
Mm-hmm,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
And so they put a lot of pressure on it, and they're like, oh, if you want your schoolwork to get better, like, just get married. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, yeah. I would say so. A lot, well, like, yeah, the culture up here is get married as soon as you can, as soon as you can. And people overlook red flags and overlook personal issues that people have with each other, like, that, in order just to get the relationship. I took this really awesome class called Preparation for Marriage, and I think everybody should take it because it's basically dating advice, and it's basically, okay, here's some steps you go before you should do, like, the more, like, heavy cuddling or don't do NICMO and all that stupid stuff. But,
exactly.
So, I don't know. It's sad how the culture up here is kind of awful, but some people get lucky.
I can't. Okay.
Is there light cuddling?
light cuddling.
Medium.
Hey, arms cuddling. Around the shoulder, you know, head on the shoulder. Watching Friends on the TV show, you know.
I don't think I've been cuddling right.
Yeah, that's how you do it, man.
Heavy cuddling. That was good. Okay, thoughts.
Everybody has the exact same answer, which is yes, there's a culture here, and yes, it's annoying. It's because that's how it is. The one girl who was like, professors all the time are pressuring people into doing it. And I've seen that, and I've seen bishops do it. And it's really annoying, or at least I think it is, because it's like, you know, hey, you can't rush this. This is a very important part of the life, you know? You can't...
Just a little bit.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's not like it's really important at all that you're going to hang out with someone for the eternity or something. But I mean, yeah, it's like they make such a big deal about... Hey guys, find your eternal companion. And that makes sense, you know? Like, sure, you should be, like, that should be a big deal. But it's like, it doesn't happen like that, you know? Like, or at least I don't think it does. It hasn't happened for me yet. But it shouldn't really be a thing where everybody goes in and is like, get married, find a girl. If you like her, that's it, you know? And that's, I don't think I've ever seen that happen. I've seen so many people, you know, get married or have girlfriends, and it's like they don't. It's like that's just not how that works. They don't just go, oh yeah, let's get married, because that's just, you know, that's, I find that really hard to believe that happens. I mean, and sure, it happens sometimes, but it's like I kind of need that time to get to know someone. You can't just run in going, my goal is to get married, you know, not to find somebody that I really love and like to hang out with. It's to get married, you know.
Who's the first tribute?
Yes. But, you know, yeah, so.
Is it pressure or is it guilt? I mean, I think it's funny because I definitely do. I agree. I definitely think it's a thing up here and everyone feels that way. In my relationships, I try to tell people don't feel pressure because you're not going to get it from me. And I think now when I say that, I mean, like, I don't know. If you want to be with someone, you should be with somebody. And I feel like, where does this pressure come from? Who's starting this? You know? It's like, where is the stigma? Mm-hmm. I understand it was like, hey, get married in 3 months. Working at a jewelry store, that wasn't what I saw. Now, I did see some crazy things. I saw people getting married crazy fast.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there was a lot of around a year. You know, 8 months to a year is what they would tell me. I don't know if that's true. But, but like, I don't know. I find it so interesting. And I think it's bad. I do think the pressure is awful, especially for girls. I feel like girls react to it worse than the guys do.
Oh, yeah. I definitely know a lot of girls, you know, the plan is go to college and get married. And honestly, that's what I thought all growing up. I was like, I'll go to college and get married. And then I'll be a stay-at-home mom and raise my kids. Is that my plan? Yes. Am I living that plan? Yes, I am. But you also have to think about other things. You know, you have to, actually choose a major you enjoy.
Right.
You know, there are other great things to enjoy in this life. And when it's right, that's going to come around. But I do agree. The first interview, the guy said, you know, I think it's a lot of self-imposed pressure. Because no one can make you feel anything.
Yeah,
you choose to feel that way.
Yeah.
And so when people feel pressure and they're just like, ah, everyone get off my back, you know. Now, families, totally, I get it, you know, when they're always asking you. But it's all about the attitude that you have about it.
Yep.
You know? You can have a good attitude about it, or you could choose, it's hard, yeah, but you could choose not to put that pressure on yourself and just be like, hey, man, you know what? I'm going at my own pace. Dude, you cannot rush me. And Yeah, so that's what I think about that.
Newsflash, doesn't get easier to get married out of college. Seriously, like, it's crazy to me that people think that it's like, oh, I'll get out of college and I'll just pick from this magic tree or pool. Like, no, what was the difference? What was the shift? Instead of going from all the same demographic and age, now you're going to go, oh, don't worry, it'll be easy out there. I don't think that's the case.
Hey, yeah, no. I'm from Missouri, and the pickings are few, let me tell you. Okay?
Yeah, so, I believe it.
Here we are in a option-rich environment, right. Okay, which I really think people should enjoy while they're here, if that is what you want, if that's a goal in your life. The other thing that I have to say, it is an eternal principle, right? And sometimes I feel like we get angry when, you know, professor, like you said, Logan, you're like, it's annoying. Like, professors and bishops are like talking about this all the time. It's freaking annoying. And I totally get it. When you're like, I want to talk about something else, you know, or help me with some other problem in my life, please. But I also feel for them because they're probably just trying. They're trying to encourage people, right? They're like, hey, this is an eternal thing with great blessings. So don't forget about it. Like we ever could. But they're like, don't forget about it and keep doing this. Don't give up. And so I also empathize with those who are trying to push it, you know, and encourage it, even though sometimes it can be maybe a little too much.
Yeah, I agree. I feel for the people who are trying to get married, too. Like, I think there are some that are legit trying and they just can't.
It's not the right time.
Right. And, you know, and that doesn't mean that they're wrong. And sometimes it can come across as a little crazy or aggressive.
Husband hunters.
yeah. I think sometimes, too, is sometimes you're so consumed with your life wanting to look like a perfect box that you're told what it's supposed to look like. And so if it doesn't, you kind of go a little crazy. So if you can learn to take that pressure off, this unsolicited, you know, from your family, from your friends, whoever you're getting it from, if you can just be like, oh, this is out of the way, then I think you can have a real dating experience where you have, you know, and especially not fair to the, I feel like I'm on the end of where it's like, I'm watching the person have the pressure. And I'm like, well, that's not cool. I'm not trying to put pressure on this. So now I'm the one that's getting screwed in the relationship. So yeah. That was out of experience.
That pressure comes definitely from yourself. And there's a reason I say that, for obvious reasons. But it's you do lay it on yourself a lot, and it, I don't know, because like, you do you know how impossible it is to walk from like any apartment that you live in to class and not see anybody holding hands? You know, it's like they're everywhere, and it's like, oh yeah, no, but and
sick.
Darn those lovers, no, but and that pressure's there, obviously, but again, yeah, it makes sense that you're the one that's giving it, because you look at that and you go, either, you know, man, I really want that, why don't I have that,
or
yeah, there's
no
one there, and you're like, wow, that made me real depressed there, but or you look at it and you're like, dang, why is that? Like, because you just get that stigma from it, because that's all you see, you know, or at least that's if you look for something, you're gonna find it, kind of a deal. So if
true, repeat,
yeah. So if you're looking at people who are in relationships and you want to gain that stigma of why is this university trying to push relationships on me, you're gonna get that. But you know, your goal is to just be like, hey, do what you want. You know, don't let other outside influences, you know, mess with what you know you need, right? So,
yeah. Well, I think we've had a very great discussion about these three different aspects of dating here at BYU Idaho. And also, I think that it just comes down to having a good attitude and not giving up, you know, if you're in that. And also, not feeling bad if you are happy. If you're happy single, or if you're happy in a relationship, don't be like, I can't be happy in a relationship because all these other people are miserable and they're single and I feel bad. Don't be like, I dealt with that a little bit and that's stupid.
Yeah.
Be happy. Other people, if they choose to be miserable or mad at you because you're happy,
that's not your fault.
That is not your fault. Yes. So just a little side note for those people who maybe have found their lucky someone. But once again, this is The Spot. And we're talking about what you're talking about here on the campus of BYU Idaho, which is, of course, always dating and marriage, especially now that it's Valentine's Day this week. I'm Virginia Henry.
I'm JD Packer.
And I'm Logan Miller.
And go out and find your person.
Kiss someone.
You've been listening to The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts were Virginia Henry, JD Packer, and Logan Miller. Man on the Street interviews were by Adam Small. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was edited by Brian Mundaka. Producers were the hosts with supervision by Brandon Isle. Our theme music is Running by DJ Quads and Buddha by Context. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, like and follow us on social media or visit our website, BYUIdahoRadio.org, and click Podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever you get podcasts.